Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
So I want to know for you, though, as you go into things like The Vitruvian Man, as you go into things like The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, right? What first of all, what have you found that is so compelling that it keeps you intrigued to look for more and more and more?
It's exactly what you're talking about. So this concept of X, you're talking about Malcolm X and May 19th, I'm May 16th, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
So it's, you know, just the same number upside down.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yep. You know some math.
So you have to be able to look at math as a mirror reflection, at least in four dimensions, right? And that's an important aspect of it. But part of the reason also that X becomes so critically important is because we have a right brain and we have a left brain. So our left brain is the rational seat of thought. So if I look at my left temporal lobe, that's where my brain processes numbers and mathematics, number theory, et cetera. I look at the right temporal lobe. So it's just the exact same anatomy of the brain, but on the opposite side, that's where my brain processes music. So you got math and music. Now, language is at the center of the brain, right? It's slightly more to the left side. And then you got geometry right around the center as well. That's why geometry is so powerful, like a QR code for the subconscious mind, to awaken this electrical canopy around your pituitary gland and your pineal gland. Geometry is the doorway to being able to do that. Now, it's interesting because our right eye connects to the left hemisphere of the brain. The left eye connects to the right hemisphere of the brain. It creates an X. Those optic nerves create an X right at the pituitary gland called the optic chiasm.
Yeah, the suprachiasmatic nucleus.
That's right. So when the X is activated properly, you can see both with the rational mind as well as with the intuitive mind. You can combine the benefits of masculine and feminine together, right, and have a more balanced society. And so what you're saying is now we're making this trans, we're crossing the trans, I'm going from the left brain, which it was for my growing up years.
Becoming X-Men.
Yep, becoming X-Men. Isn't that funny?
Right? Activating that junk DNA, so-called, that dormant,
there's
that
no
lies.
Such thing as junk. You know,
that's
one man's trash,
so-called.
Another man's treasure.
Yeah, you just got to activate it.
You just got to understand what it's there for and that you can activate it. And bringing it into our awareness is 9/10 of it. You literally have to realize that you are that.
You are that.
You have the ability to become a more evolved divine human being. But it's not going to be for everyone. Because as Leonardo da Vinci says, there's three types of people. Those who see, those who can see once they're shown by someone else who can see, and those who simply don't see. And that's okay, because the world needs that too. There's a new movie that just came out on Netflix this last week called Orion. Orion's also big in the consciousness right now. Orion and the Dark. And it's a story about a little boy who's terrified of the dark. It's a cartoon kind of a show. It seems like it's for kids, but it's actually an adult type movie. And the whole story is about this kid who wants to overcome his fears. And he's paralyzed by fear. He's afraid of everything. He wants to go on this field trip to this planetarium, and he decides he can't go. And so in the middle of the night, he's sleeping. He's terrified of it the next day. The dark shows up in his room as a monster and carries him off for a full day. Goes around the world and brings darkness to the world. And he gets an appreciation that darkness is necessary for light and life. that the darkness is what makes the light have its contrast, that darkness is not the absence of light. Rather, it's simply the absorption of it. So if we look at the electromagnetic spectrum, you have certain colors that on the spectrum or wheel of colors that will have its opposite.
Well, that makes sense, yeah. I mean, that's where you get melanin.
That's right. So you get melanin?
Of radiation, which is light.
Yeah, so the chair you're sitting on is blue. It's like a pale blue. But actually, the color that we would be looking at for a pale blue like that, that's the reflection. Its absorption is probably like a yellowish color, right? Because that's its opposite along the color wheel.
Mm.
As it gets more towards greenish blue, it's going to have absorption be red, right? It'll be orangish and then red. So you've got these opposite colors. So the opposite of white and black are actually the same color.
Mm.
One is just absorbing and the other is reflecting, but it's the same in the color spectrum. White is reflecting all colors and black is absorbing all colors, right? There's really no difference though. We look at it as black and white, even on yin yang, and we say, oh, that's the light and that's the dark, and we can make and ascribe certain values to each one of those things, but actually it's just absorption and reflection. It's really not different at its core. It's just we're only seeing one aspect of the white. In order for the white to exist, the black must be absorbed. In order for the black to exist as reflection, the white must be absorbed.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So we're not so, we don't have the difference in differentiation that we want to apply to everything. It's just the way we see the world, because we don't see the world as it truly is. We see the world as we are. So we apply those
values.
People
live in their perceptions of reality.
And how can we separate? It's hard to separate my conditioning biases from the way I experience the world.
Now listen, a little housekeeping. We have sports moss. Sports moss is what I've been using to get big. Now, I know some of y'all been seeing me and y'all been asking me if I'm going to play the next Black Adam, right? Y'all want to know if I'm going to get into wrestling or into boxing or I'm going to start bodybuilding and all those things. Now, the answer is no, right? I'm developing these broad shoulders and arms and legs because I can, right? I wanted to develop myself into the greater version, but I couldn't do it without the sports moss. Two of these a day, and it increases adenosine triphosphate, which helps deliver that oxygen to my blood while I'm working out, right? And then it helps decrease recovery time. So in this, it says we got the elderberry in there. We got the vitamin D, the sea moss, the zinc, and the cordyceps. Now, that conversation, I had you tapped in. This is the Super Saiyan, you understand me, pill right here. Yeah. Then we got the vitamin C moss. We have smart moss. So each one does something different. Y'all know we don't be getting enough sun. So you got to get that vitamin D in you anyway to regulate the hormones. You got to get that vitamin C because we don't naturally produce ascorbic acid. So you got to get it through food or some sort of supplementation in order for you to be balanced. You got to get that green tea extract in there, help build up that immune system. Now, we got shrooms, but not the shrooms that give you the psychedelic experience, right? But it is the shrooms that help you increase your psychic abilities, meaning your mind, meaning your brain, right? As we age and we develop, we get old, decrepit, can't remember things, start to lose things. So we got to tap in, especially in a world that's constantly making us mentally exhausted. Then, of course, we got the gold. Now, y'all already know the gold, man. A gold to have us tapped into our electrical wiring systems to where your brain synapses is firing just like you was a baby. You're constantly developing, regrowing, and reflowing, right? So if you want to tap into those energy systems and mineralizations that I use to tap into my body, rather than being infused with the chemicalizations to where you no longer God body, y'all come tap into the gold water pills, man.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.